Hello, and thank you for listening to Cruising the Waves podcast, a podcast dedicated to bringing you cruise information right from the source, right from the people who work in the industry. Each week, I'll be bringing you a new podcast with a representative from the cruise lines, river and ocean cruise lines, and also expedition cruises too. This way, you get the information straight from the source, factual information, not rumors or people guessing, but real information from those who work in the industry. Each week, I meet with my BDM, who is my business development manager from each cruise line. They have the inside scoop on all the news from the high seas. Remember to check out Plenty of Sunshine Travel on the web, and here you'll find all the group cruises that we have planned. We've locked in some amazing rates and some great perks too, so check those out. Also check out our YouTube channel, Plenty of Sunshine Travel on YouTube, to see pictures and videos of everything discussed here today. Want to get into the conversation? Visit us on Instagram and Facebook. Feel free to post any questions you might have, and I'll be sure to include them in the next episode for you. For help in booking your own cruise experience that was discussed on this week's topic or any other vacation you could dream of, you can contact me at kathleen@plentyofsunshinetravel.com. On this week's Cruising the Waves podcast, episode number 147, we'll be meeting with Monica from Aqua Expeditions, and we are going to be looking at their Amazon itineraries that they have. If you enjoyed this week's podcast, please like and subscribe to our channel, and remember to hit that share button. Over to the podcast! Hello everybody, and welcome to this week's Cruise Chat. I'm Kathleen Penner, owner of Plenty of Sunshine Travel, and today I'm joined by Monica, and as you can see, Monica's from Aqua Expeditions, and I'm super excited about today, because I was just saying to her before we started recording that, you know, Expeditions just has that little place in my heart. I just love how you impact the areas that you visit, and it just means so much to me. With the expedition travel, it's just completely different. So I am really looking forward to hearing what we're going to be talking about today, which is the Amazon. So I'm just going to turn it right over to you.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much, Kathleen. It's a pleasure to join you again for this next installment of our cruise chat. I thought it would be a great time to kind of bring it back to where it all started for us and shine a light on the Peruvian Amazon today, which is a destination that's so special to us. And I think, you know, you hit the nail on the head. Expedition travel is so unique and so different, and it's many things. And I think, you know, maybe some of your listeners might think that they're not necessarily cut out for expedition travel, but expedition can mean so many things today. Mm-hmm. And for us, it really just means, you know, a deeper immersion into a destination, getting a closer kind of authentic, intimate, eye level view. It's not necessarily about high adventure or hardcore activity. It's really right. Just about that smaller, intimate, authentic, mm-hmm. and kind of access to just a unique and in this case, a very well-protected, beautiful, natural destination. So I'm excited to share with you a bit more about the Amazon today. Starting off, just a reminder of, you know, where we are and who we are as a company. Aqua Expeditions mm-hmm. started in 2007 in the Peruvian Amazon, but we're actually a company that has 5 vessels in 4 destinations. So this is just a little map of our fleet. You'll see that we have 2 boats in Peru on the Amazon River. We're going to talk about those today. That's the Aquanera and the Aria Amazon. And also in South America, we have our yacht, the Aquamare, which we'll get to, I'm sure, on another session.
Oh, absolutely.
Jumping over to Asia, we've got the Aqua Mekong. Mm-hmm. Definitely a departure from our other destinations in the sense that it is obviously very much a cultural experience, while the other two are so much focused on nature and wildlife. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, our yacht, the Aqua Blue, which I know we had an opportunity to showcase on a previous session.
Yeah. And thinking of that, if you guys want to go back and look at that when you're done with this one, just hit that playlist. I put all of the cruise lines on their own playlist. So take a look at that and you'll see a great brand overview that Monica did. And then we also talked about the Aqua Blue.
Yeah, fantastic. And, you know, despite our destinations and our vessels being quite different from one another, you can count on a very consistent experience across our fleet, across wherever we sail. That includes highlights like personalized customer service. We have a 1-to-1 guest to crew ratio on board. Our vessels all range in size from 16 to 40 passengers. So when we say intimacy, it's really nice, small group setting. but one-to-one guest to crew ratio, making sure that you receive the best service when you're on board.
Yeah,
All of the
amazing.
vessels reflect modern contemporary design, and they're all renovated every year. So we pull each vessel out of operation for a full month each year to conduct routine maintenance and upkeep. So you can count on those vessels always looking their best.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
Yeah, and we include wildlife adventure and cultural experiences in every itinerary. And unlike what you might have come to expect from other cruise lines, all of our excursions and activities are always included. So whether that's biking in Cambodia, piranha fishing in the Amazon, or diving in Indonesia, those opportunities are always included in your cruise fare and in your experience. And of course, food is always an important part of any travel experience, and
Yes.
we have some of the best regional cuisine available on board our vessels. We partner with world-renowned chefs in each of our destinations that create a menu that is very localized and really highlights the best of the flavors of each destination.
Oh, I
And
love
in turn,
that.
our food and beverage program actually ties into our responsible travel initiatives because we make every effort possible to support local farmers and local fishermen. And in fact, about 70% of our ingredients in the Amazon are sourced locally there in the Amazon rainforest. So it's really that closed loop, sort of giving back, supporting the local communities, while also making sure that you, as our guests, enjoy fresh, delicious regional cuisine.
Right. And I like that too, because sometimes when I come back from a vacation, I like to make sort of a recipe that's local to the area that I've been. And it really just brings that whole cruise back to me, you know, through your palate and
Absolutely.
through as you're making this dish. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, and one of the opportunities that that your travelers will have when they're with us is on board, our chef and our bartender will do some cooking classes, some demonstrations. So you'll learn how to make ceviche the Peruvian way, which of course Peruvians say is the best ceviche. And I
There
agree, I think it's
you
delicious.
go.
And of course, nothing pairs better with ceviche than a pisco sour, which again, some debate over that, but Peruvians insist that the pisco sour came from Peru. So, and then last but not least, of course, the health and safety of not just our guests, but also our crew members who are part of the Aqua family is of the utmost importance. So while we're navigating in these remote regions, we have safety protocols in place to ensure that we can attend to any urgent, unexpected matters that might arise during sailing. So that includes traveling with a paramedic in the Amazon. And one of our favorite experiences, which you can actually see photographed here, is our paramedic comes into the villages when we do village visits, just to also, give a check-in with the local villagers to see that they're healthy and well and see if they need any medical attention. So again, there as a support to our guests and our crew, but also another way to give back and help support local communities.
Yeah, I think that's fabulous because a lot of times those remote villages can't have access to the healthcare
They
that we
don't.
have
They
taken
simply
for
don't.
granted, right? So to have somebody who's qualified come in and just, you know, make sure everybody's feeling great and going doing well, that's phenomenal.
I mean, unfortunately, because the rainforest has so many natural remedies to provide that many of the villagers that live in this region still rely on, those local natural rainforest medical remedies. But sometimes, as we know, Western medicine is necessary. So our paramedic is always just doing kind of touch points and check-ins, see if there's anything that he can help with that perhaps, the local shaman of that village can't handle. So it's a neat experience for our guests. We'll have many, medical professionals, doctors, nurses that travel with us, and they really enjoy kind of, maybe not, maybe enjoy is the wrong word, but they really get a lot out of being a part of that experience too. Well, that gives you an overview of our entire fleet. You've got our three river expeditions and our two yachts, but let's not waste any time. Let's go straight to the Amazon. So, as you can see, a destination just full of color and beauty. It is the world's one of the world's most protected regions, protected biospheres. The Amazon actually stretches across nine countries in South America. So many of you have probably thought about the Brazilian Amazon. What about Ecuadorian Amazon or the Colombian Amazon? There's so many different ways to experience the Amazon rainforest, but we're sailing purely in Peru for a few reasons, which I'll try to highlight for you today. But this is definitely a nature wildlife experience. For those of you that are thinking, maybe I'm not sure if the Amazon is for me, I like to compare this and describe this as a South American safari experience, perhaps even a little bit closer to get to than Africa as well. So if you've been on safari or you've ever thought about that experience being, you know, a travel experience that's right for you, then the Amazon should be on your list. Our boats are really like your floating lodges, and you set out, you know, on twice daily game drives, if you will, by boat in this flooded basin, this flooded rainforest, just in search of incredible wildlife and really a holistic rainforest experience. Talking a little bit about logistics, because now you might be thinking, okay, that looks pretty cool. Where is this again? Of course, Peru is in South America, as you can see on the map on the left. Multiple countries surrounding Peru, again, have that Amazon region, and you'll see actually the birthplace of the Amazon River is right there in Iquitos, where the Marañón River and the Ucayali rivers come together. So Peruvian Amazon is special for many reasons, but one is that this is the birthplace of the Amazon River. It forms there in Peru and then continues to flow east into Brazil and then of course into the Atlantic Ocean. And as the river continues to flow, it gets wider and wider and wider. So the special part about the Peruvian Amazon is that, as you can see in the image displayed behind me, it's quite narrow. And so you can see the rainforest on both sides, on both banks of the river, versus being in wider sections of the river, which you find in Brazil, where it almost feels like you're on a motionless ocean, if you will, where you're not necessarily seeing land as you're navigating each day.
So that is a big difference then compared to what's behind you. Wow.
It definitely is. And then we're also focused on the Pacaya Samira Reserve. See this again, that triangular shaped area between the Marañón and Ucayali rivers. And this is the largest protected area of the Amazon. And protected, of course, translates to nicer, higher density and population of wildlife, as well as a natural and protected rainforest. So an area that's less impacted by human interference, aka deforestation. So that's really important, of course, because you're coming to the rainforest to experience the rainforest. We want that to be a natural and authentic experience for you. I'll quickly jump back to this slide just to point out, some of you may be thinking, what else can I do in Peru or the Amazon? Well, there are so many things to see and do in Peru. I think it's one of the most dynamic and interesting countries in South America. 60% of the country of Peru is actually Amazon territory. But down the center, you also have the highlands and the mountainous regions, which align with Cusco and, of course, Machu Picchu.
Right.
And then you have the coast where you'll find Lima, Arequipa, and even the Nazca lines, which are fascinating experiences. So, Kathleen, I know that you can put together that perfect custom FIT, you know, individualized itinerary.
Oh, absolutely.
Your travelers that's going to incorporate the best of Peru. And of course,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just reach out to me, info@plentyofsunshinetravel.com, and we'll make sure it fits your personality and what you would like to do, because there's a lot of cool places in there.
And the great thing, kind of jumping ahead here, one of the great things about our Amazon sailings is that they're available as 3-night, 4-night, or 7-night duration. So they combine really well with, you know, a 10-day to 2-week itinerary throughout Peru. Really is a component to that full trip. So it's not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily require that you dedicate a full week to the Amazon. You can. We do have 7-night itineraries that are incredible, but you could also do a 3 or 4 night duration with us. And as I mentioned, that Amazon rainforest stretches across 9 countries in South America, and it's home to the world's largest and most diverse collection of plant and animal life. So going back to what I said, it's like a South American safari. But here, instead of, you know, big game and like elephants and rhino, you're going to find sloths, monkeys, pink dolphins, incredible fish and bird life. There's at least 40,000 plant species, over 400 mammal species, over 1,700 species of birds, and the list just continues. So it's a really incredible wildlife, natural wildlife sanctuary, if you will.
And I love to take pictures, like, like crazy. So I would actually have to bring another memory card for my DSLR. I just know
Mm-hmm.
that one because I'd be like snapping everywhere, getting all
You
those.
will, I know. You won't be able to put that camera down. You know, our guides are, we have a team of naturalist guides. I'll talk a little bit more about them in a moment. They're incredible at pointing things out, getting the skiff in to get that right angle so everyone can get a photo. But if you're not a photographer, or if you're like me, an amateur, just there with my iPhone, don't worry. Our guides take photos with their, you know, incredible professional photo camera throughout the duration of your trip and provide you those photos
Oh,
at the end.
perfect.
So you can post those on your social media and pretend they're yours.
There you go.
So again, the Pacaya Mirror Reserve is also nicknamed the Mirrored Forest. So you can see, I think, in this photo here in the bottom left-hand corner, what we mean by that. So this is a flooded basin. So the water level, the rivers can rise and fall about 30 feet throughout the year. So we have what's called high water and low water season. Don't get too caught up in that. It is a year-round destination. You're going to have an incredible time no matter what time of year you go. But it's the Mirrored Rainforest. It's a national reserve here in Peru and really just at the cradle of like the incredible Amazonian, you know, river wildlife rainforest. So again, I've talked about the wildlife. You can see just some of that pictured here. And our guides are so good at spotting even like that little lizard. They'll be zipping down the river and slowly, you know, quickly come to a stop and turn around, and we'll approach that tree and be like, "Do you see that lizard?" So it's really cool to be out there with the guides, kind of spotting wildlife.
Yeah, amazing eyesight, goodness.
Yeah, and another thing that's a unique quality about the region, of course, the flora and fauna that's unique to the destination. Again, being a protected area, it's a very healthy, lush rainforest. But there's also about 200 communities, roughly about 40,000 people, which may sound like a lot, but this is a huge, vast area. So small, remote, very primitive, very basic villages, as you see on the left-hand side. This is one of the more modern villages because they have like a ramp built and structures. So really just in addition to the wildlife, there's just incredible flora and fauna and a really unique cultural element as well.
Oh,
Definitely
definitely.
just a remote and untouched region. So, giving you a little bit of an introduction to the destination, let's talk about how you're going to go there, which, of course, is with us, with Aqua Expeditions, right?
Absolutely.
We have two vessels for you to choose from. So, we have a deluxe option and a luxury option. So, really something to fit everyone's interests and budget and date preferences. I'll talk first about the Aria Amazon, which is our deluxe expedition cruiser in the Peruvian Amazon. As you can see from that side view, those rooms are, those glass windows, those are the suites. So it's an all suite deluxe expedition vessel with just 16 suites for a maximum of 32 guests.
Oh,
It
goodness.
has modern award-winning ship design. We, of course, partner with our world-renowned chef. I'll introduce you to him later, but his name is Pedro Miguel Schiaffino. He delivers an incredible culinary experience on board. As I mentioned, 1-to-1 guest to crew ratio. All the excursions are done in private skiffs. That's not one of the skiffs. That's a local villager in a canoe, but I'll show you our skiffs later. But they're incredible skiffs because they're custom designed, ergonomic, super comfortable for
Oh,
those
that's great.
excursions out in the rainforest. And limited in size, of course, with three skiffs, 32 guests. There's never more than 12 guests per skiff. So really nice small group. But that gives you a little bit of a side view of the vessel. We could take a brief closer look inside at our layout. So we're not talking about a huge vessel, but we've got those eight suites on deck one, eight suites on deck two, and then just some beautiful social spaces throughout the vessel as well. And here's a look inside the suite. Not too shabby
Oh
for a deluxe
my goodness.
option.
Yeah, you know what? From the outside looking at those windows, I thought, wow, floor to ceiling
Yeah.
windows, that's really cool. But looking at it from
Yeah.
this angle, like
Yeah.
you are not having anything in your way. All you can see is
I
that
know.
beautiful Amazon.
And that's the key. We want to make sure that you always have that beautiful, uncompromised, you know, view of the destination. You really feel like you are floating along in the rainforest with this full wall of glass
And it really
blocked
doesn't
in
matter
half.
what side of the ship you're on, because like you said, it's so
Does
narrow.
not.
That's
you
great.
can be on either side, and it doesn't matter which suite you're in, they're all the same. So everybody gets a suite when they travel with us. So all of the room categories are the same. These measure about 250 square feet, you know, beautiful natural kind of textures and woods. So really blending in with the destination and with the environments. People often ask, do you have rooms with balconies? And we don't, and that's intentional because it is a warm destination. We go out on our excursions. When you come back, you're kind of ready to enjoy some air conditioning. So this
yes.
is a very well air conditioned vessel inside, but we incorporate a lot of glass in the design so that you always still have that great view. So I promise you, you won't miss not having the balcony. And if you do want to be outside, I'll show you in a moment. We've got some beautiful outdoor decks as well. Another nice reminder too is the suites are all the same, and we've got some nice flexibility. So beds can be configured together as you see here or apart. And we can also transform that sofa into a twin bed for a third guest. So this is a good opportunity to share that, you know, we are very family friendly. We welcome children age 5 and up, and most of our suites can go up to a triple occupancy.
Oh, perfect.
As well.
That's great.
And another neat benefit of Aria is that we can do interconnecting suites.
Oh.
Now, in this scenario, we've actually transformed one of the suites into a living room. So for those that want to go even beyond our beautiful 250 square foot suites, we can sell you two suites, and it's actually not as much as you might think. It's actually an additional 25% on the cost.
Oh, goodness.
To be able to convert this second connecting suite into a living room.
Yeah.
And giving you a beautiful 500 square foot suite.
Yeah. Wow.
Otherwise, these can also be arranged as two interconnecting bedrooms as well. Mm-hmm. If you have a family of 4 or 5 that would like to travel with us.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. That's amazing. I love all the extra square footage, too. So you can just sit on that couch and look out the window. And that's
cute.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll notice there aren't TVs in the room. That's also intentional.
Yeah,
that, we really invite you to kind of unwind and disconnect and really just, you know, disconnect to reconnect, if you will, just with nature and wildlife. But we'll talk about some of the modern.
Yeah, and really living in the moment and just enjoying your surroundings.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we have some really nice social spaces on board. Our lobby lounge is sort of, you know, the heart of the vessel, and where we'll meet. Our guides will conduct nature talks here each day. We'll chat about where we're going, where we've just been, what we've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give talks about bird life, the communities, cultural aspects. So there is a nice education piece, and we utilize the space in this lounge for that. Of course, we've got games, there's books to read, and of course, a great bar. Where we whip up those pisco sours that I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So that bar is always open for guests. And then dining is enjoyed in our dining room, breakfast, lunch, and dinner typically.
Mm-hmm.
And again, indoors, climate controlled, no risk of, you know, bugs disturbing your meal, but lots of glass. So you've got those beautiful views as we navigate during meal times.
Oh, goodness.
For those seeking a little bit more relaxation, we have a massage room available as well. So really nice touch to just come back from the excursion and, you know, have a massage, or our massage therapists are wonderful. They'll even, you know, schedule it late for you after dinner. So you'll work with our cruise director on board to schedule that time. But there's
And I imagine that's one of the benefits of having the one-to-one ratio is that they're going to be so accommodating to whatever you'd like. And that's great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And keeping that relaxation theme going, what a better place to enjoy that glass of sparkling wine there on our outdoor jacuzzi. These sunsets are, they just appear to be, you know, infinite. It's an incredible, beautiful destination. So another nice space to relax. And as I did mention this earlier, we do have, you know, some nice outdoor deck space for guests to enjoy if they'd like to be outside. Once again, it's, you know, just admitting it right now, it's a hot destination, right? It's humid, it's warm. So this is a nice space early in the morning for those early morning bird watching activities with our guides. Before our first excursion of the day, or in the evening as that sun's setting. And of course, we've got that canopy there to provide a little sun protection.
Yeah, that would help.
Now, the Aria, as I mentioned, offers both of our boats offer 3-night, 4-night, or 7-night sailings. I'm not going to go too deep into the itineraries because, unlike another cruise that maybe is in Europe or the Caribbean, you're going to have ports of call. It's not really like that in the Amazon. What you see behind me is what you're going to see every day. So there aren't cities you're visiting or, you know, necessarily even scheduled stops. So the itinerary isn't necessarily, in terms of where we're going each day, isn't really that important. What you will want to identify as a traveler is, you know, how much time you have, if you'd like to do the 3-night, 4-night, or 7-night. And I had briefly mentioned this earlier that we have two seasons, the high water season and the low water season.
Right.
High water season is November to May. You don't need to worry, again, too much about which season to travel in. For logistic reasons, we change our navigation slightly depending on the level of the water of the river. We're still going to get all those great wildlife and rainforest immersive experiences that we already highlighted any time of year. But this, just to give you a lay of the land, we know people love maps. So here's your visual of where we're going. So sailing out of Nauta on the Aria Amazon. And on the theme, just kind of keeping with some of the logistics, how to get to the Amazon, you'll fly into a city called Iquitos. And that's easily accessible on a nonstop flight, a commercial airline on LATAM, into Iquitos. It's about a 1 hour and 40 minute flight from Lima. So you'll arrive into Iquitos and we take over from there. We meet you at the airport, provide the transfer to Nauta, and then we set sail. And at the end of your itinerary, we do the same thing. We provide that transfer back to Iquitos and you can book your flights.
Wow, that's great.
So super easy. So this is our 7-night high water. And then there's the 7-night low water, which the Ucayali River becomes a little bit too shallow as we go down it. So we spend more time on the Maranon River. So again, it's just, you know, going back to what I said, it's just really a more of an operational logistical matter between the two seasons than anything else. And again, this is just a 7-night itinerary, but remember we have 3 and 4 night durations available as well. Next vessel, let's talk about the Aquanera. So the Aria Amazon that I just introduced you to is our deluxe cruiser. The Aquanera is going to be our luxury expedition cruiser.
It has I thought that one was gorgeous and luxury.
I know. You'll find that they're different. Some people actually do prefer the styling of the Aria, the size of the Aria. Some people, you know, prefer kind of some of the luxury elements of the Aquanera. It really comes down to what's most important to you. And the nice thing is that regardless of which vessel you choose, the excursions, the quality of the guides, the menu, they're the same across both vessels. So really it comes down to the vessel that you prefer, your desired budget, and sometimes dates of travel because they operate on different days of the week.
Okay.
Yeah, so the Aquanera has, again, we've kind of upped the design element on this one. So it has interior design by award-winning design studio based in Saigon called Noor. It's actually won awards for the design of this vessel. It is the newest built, most state-of-the-art vessel in the destination. And we just launched this in 2021. It was built in 2020. We had a slight delay, as I'm sure you can recall. 2020 threw us some curveballs, but we just launched this in 2021. So it's the newest build, most state-of-the-art vessel, definitely at the top of its class, not just in the Amazon, but in the river cruise small ship industry. You'll find some of the same characteristics like the Pedro Miguel Schiaffino designed menu that we serve on board, of course, the one-to-one guest to crew ratio, and of course the excursions done in private skiffs and small groups of just 10 guests per guide. So some of those same elements. Here's an even better picture of the vessel. You got a little bit of that beautiful scenery behind you, and that shows the skiffs, giving you a glimpse of those. So everything, all the excursions are done in this nice small group setting by skiff. Taking a look inside, you're going to have, again, 3 passenger decks, 10 suites on deck 1, 10 suites on deck 2, and some beautiful social spaces there throughout the vessel, which, of course, we'll highlight here. And there's a look inside the suite. So, again, very different than what you saw with the Aria. Intentionally dark. Nera actually means black in Italian. If you're wondering why the Italian connection, the founder and owner of Aqua Expeditions is an Italian American. Mm-hmm. So kind of just a little nod to his heritage, incorporating the name Nera. But the color, the design was really inspired by the mythical black water lagoons of the Amazon rainforest. And then you'll find pops of color that are reminiscent of, you know, the beautiful colors you'll see in the highlands of Peru around Machu Picchu and Cusco. Gorgeous. And even some little details like looking inside the bathrooms, there's hand-painted inlaid Portuguese tiles in the bathroom, which is a nod to the Portuguese history and settlement in Iquitos during the rubber boom. So just little details tying to the culture, the history, and the design of Peru that you'll find throughout the Aquanera.
And the same floor-to-ceiling windows, which is just spectacular.
Same, yes, of course, same floor-to-ceiling windows. And again, the suites are all the same, whether they're on deck one or deck two. The layout, some of the furniture, the seating changes slightly, which when I change to the next slide, you'll see. But before I forget, I also want to highlight, and we'll talk a little bit more about sustainability at the end, but some of the sustainability initiatives that we incorporated into not just the daily operation of this vessel, but the construction and the design. That rug, for example, that you see in the middle of the room, that's actually made of recycled fishing line that was removed from the river, in cleanup efforts, and then basically woven in to create these rugs.
Well, that's so creative. Goodness.
Yeah, so a lot of, and I think it was 90% of the materials used is all recycled and repurposed wood and materials. So really tying into our responsible travel initiatives from the ground up.
And I remember from our last time that we met, I think it was the brand overview, you mentioned that you even go so far as to have your ships built in the areas they're going to be sailing, and you're employing locals. And I think that that's just something, you know, I wanted to share with all of my subscribers too, because that's an important thing. You're really impacting the areas that you're visiting.
Yeah, supporting the local economies is a big part of, what we do. Yep. Absolutely. And just with the Aria, you can request that beds be configured together or apart.
Okay.
And we can do, and as you see, the seating area changed in this one, because this suite can actually be configured to have a triple. So that kind of day lounge bed thing is swapped out for a twin bed. Okay. And in this scenario, you're also seeing an example of our interconnecting suites, where we've left it as two bedrooms. So you've got one bedroom next door with a California king bed. And then in this room, we've split the beds to have two twin beds. So what a great configuration for a family of four. And the rooms kind of flow seamlessly together with that sliding wall instead of just a door that can, you know, get in the way and slam close. This is a sliding wall. So kind of creates that seamless flow between the two rooms.
Oh, it sure does. That's amazing. Yeah.
And once again, we can also configure that interconnecting suite to be a living room. Our suites on the Aquanera are 322 square feet. So if you go for this option, which again is only an additional 25% more on the cost when you're traveling with two people, this effectively becomes a 644 square foot suite. So not too bad. You might also notice too, under that beautiful silver hand stamped out mirror that we have there, there's a tea kettle, water, beautiful teacups that are designed by a local pottery designer, actually out of Bali, one of our other destinations. But they're beautiful. They're designed for the destination. And this is replenished daily. Coffee, tea, water is placed in your suite by our cabin stewards who attend to the rooms twice daily.
Yeah, great.
And then looking at some of the other beautiful spaces, again, keeping that, you know, design and the beautiful kind of design-inspired aesthetic in mind, you'll see that reflected throughout the vessel. Just beautiful spaces to relax and enjoy as we're sailing. So when you're not out on excursions and relaxing in the comforts of your suite, you've got beautiful spaces set up throughout the vessel.
Oh, absolutely. That's gorgeous.
Bar where our legendary bartender Robinson whips up those Pisco sours. And actually one of my favorites too, Amazonian gin. So if you're a gin and tonic lover out there, gin and tonics aren't just for Africa. This is it's a great drink to have in the Amazon as well. And Amazonian gin is pretty special.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, looking inside the dining room, all of our meals are taken here, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can see it's set up for dinner with wine glasses. So I'll take this opportunity to share with you that on the Aquanera, we do include beer and wine throughout your voyage.
Yes.
And of course, all meals and non-alcoholic beverages are included across both vessels. But strictly on the Aquanera, not on the Aria.
Okay.
We include beer and wine by the glass. Of course, beer and wine is available on the Aria for purchase, but it's included on the Aquanera. So another differentiator between our deluxe and our luxury option.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I love that sunset too. That's just gorgeous.
I know. It's great. It's beautiful space. Now, one other way that the Aquanera stands out is with just a few other, you know, bells and whistles on board in the onboard amenities, including the screening room, which also happens to have a large horseshoe-shaped couch kind of behind where the photographer is positioned for this photo. So ample seating here. Mm-hmm. We also have a games room with our beautiful pool table. A little tricky to play when the boat's moving, though you don't feel too much motion, but it's something fun to do after dinner.
I was actually going to ask that. I'm like, is it self-leveling? How does that work? But
It's as you can see in the pictures of the destination, it's a very calm river. So it works out okay. Yeah. And then one of my favorite spaces, of course, our outdoor shaded deck with our infinity plunge pool.
Beautiful.
We also have a full gym on board the Aquanera. So, you know, the Amazon isn't necessarily a super active destination. So people really appreciate having this space to be able to get in their workout. And then also a spa. So going back to those great relaxation amenities, we have a spa with two treatment rooms. So lots of and two therapists. So some additional appointment times and we can do couples massages here too.
Oh, nice. Wow. Beautiful.
And we also have a boutique on board that, you know, it includes items that from Peru, as well as the other destinations that we visit. I think last time I was on board, I bought a beautiful robe that was from Indonesia when I was on our boat in the Amazon, but I couldn't live without it. So there's some beautiful, you know, local gifts that you can take home, as well as some beautiful jewelry and other items from our other destinations.
Gorgeous.
And talking about the itineraries once again, 7 nights, 3 nights, or 4 nights. Mm-hmm. This one during high water season actually navigates out of Iquitos. So I mentioned when you arrive, you fly into Iquitos, we provide transfers to Nauta for the Aria. Mm-hmm. That transfer is generally about an hour and a half. Sometimes it's one road, so sometimes it depends on you know, what's happening that day and traffic and if there's dogs or cattle in the road. But but this is nice because this one sails right out of Iquitos, so you have a shorter transfer time, and that's during high water season. And then during low water season, once again, part of that Amazon River, that section of the tributary, becomes a bit too shallow to navigate. But thankfully for us, we have a beautiful port facility that we've built in Nauta, so we can just move our navigation or embarkation and disembarkation to Nauta. Mm-hmm. So again, 3, 4, and 7 night itineraries operating year round.
Beautiful.
And just to even highlight further kind of what that looks like year round, you can see both vessels here. So just a snapshot of that.
Gorgeous.
And the days of the week that we depart. So again, sometimes your choice in the vessel might come down to if you have restrictive dates that you can travel. It might be, you know, you might need to do the Aria because we sail on Mondays and Fridays, or it might be the Nera because we sail on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Oh. But rest assured, whichever vessel you choose, you're going to have that same quality of excursions and activities and time with our guides. And you know, the boats are beautiful, but they would, you know, the boat, you can build the most beautiful boats in the world, but the most important thing, of course, is the destination and is the quality of our guides. And they are consistently ranked among the best guides in the destination. They are all so familiar. They were born and raised in the jungle. So, you know, they grew up as young children running around barefoot through the jungle in search of snakes and monkeys. And, and now they get to do that as an adult in their job. So
dream job,
so skilled.
Right?
world and so passionate about the destination too. And it's a small community. We'll go into villages and they'll say, oh, this is, you know, my friend's cousin's village. This is my, you know, so it's a really special experience, but they're great at spotting these little things. In fact, this group of guests are probably spotting a tiny little rainbow cricket or a dart frog that's on the leaves. So as you can imagine, what a fun activity for kids too.
Absolutely.
Are able to kind of turn it into a scavenger hunt of sorts. Yeah. And all the excursions are conducted in these skiffs, which are ergonomically designed. You can see the seats there. They have really nice lumbar support. They also have high backs. So you can imagine you're constantly looking up, right? Looking at the treetop canopy, looking for birds, looking for monkeys. So it's quite nice to be able to kind of position yourself with that lumbar support and be able to tip your head back on the seats and look up. And that's also why we don't have canopies on the boats. We don't want to obstruct your view of the water.
So every detail has been thought through. I really love that. Absolutely. That's great.
Custom designed, custom built, really thoughtfully planned. If you look closely too, you see the dolphin jumping behind the skiff on the left, which is pretty cool. We guarantee that you'll see pink dolphins in the Amazon, which is, I don't know many destinations where you can slap a guarantee on a wild encounter, but we can do it here. We always see them. And then, of course, piranha fishing, other great activities like kayaking. We've got 4 double kayaks on each vessel, so we'll have opportunities to do kayaking. If you are like me, I'm very uncoordinated and not great with kayaks. Sometimes we'll even have some of the local villagers come in with their canoes and you can just hop in and have these, you know, great local people kind of kayaking or canoeing you around, which is fun.
Well, what's funny is I'm learning to kayak, so I can do really well going straight. It's to stop, I haven't quite mastered yet.
Yeah, well, and it's tricky. They're double kayaks, so you know you really got to get in sync with your partner, which sometimes is the hardest part.
That's true. Yeah. I was gonna say it might be better because then you just stop and let them do all the work, but that's not always good either. So.
Awesome. And I mentioned this piranha fishing, such a fun activity. Don't be scared. Piranhas are quite small, about the size of my fist. And it's really cool once you catch one. These are really just sticks with fishing line and. At the end, on the hook, we put a little piece of raw beef or raw chicken. They love that. So they'll come and they'll bite them. And then the guides will take them off the hook and with their gloved hands, of course, hold the piranha. So you can really look at those teeth and the eyes and kind of get a close-up view of them. And then, of course, catch and release, trying to preserve the population of piranha. We release them back. But it's quite fun. As you can see, we've got our guest dangling his feet over. So it's not a dangerous activity like you might see in the movies.
That's what I was going to say. You know, in the movies, you always hear, oh, the piranhas are like this big and their teeth are this big. And it's kind of funny.
And that's good. You know, when we talk about high water and low water season too, this is a good way to differentiate. There are some differences between the two seasons. And so again, may come down to what your preferences are as a traveler, what you want to make sure that you get to see and do, because fun fact for you, piranha are typically only found in shallow water. So we can't necessarily do piranha fishing in high water season, only in low water season, where the water, as you can see in the background, where that mound of dirt is during high water season, that would be covered. That would, you know, the river would rise. So as the water level drops, we have more shallow water, we can find piranha. So it's guaranteed during low water season.
Oh, good.
Yeah. One thing that is guaranteed year round, of course, is bird watching. Some of the activities of the birds might change. They may be roosting at the top of the trees. They may be, you know, flying in different directions, but you will always see so many different bird species. And I promise you, I've become a bird fanatic without even knowing it. It just happened one day on the Amazon. You may go thinking, I don't really care about birds. You were going to just completely just in awe of the different species and the colors, and you'll be looking for that next species. And we provide you, of course, with a wildlife checklist, a very lengthy list that you get to take home. It's laminated, you can, you know, write on it, and it's great. You can document all the different birds that you spot.
That's amazing.
And highlighting the skills of our guides even further. If we're sailing along the river and we're not seeing guides, they'll hear one off in the distance. They can call back to it, and then the bird calls, and then they call again, and then all of a sudden the bird is coming closer and closer each time. So they literally bring the birds to us, which they're very talented bird calls. So
that's phenomenal. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. We even have a great video on our YouTube channel that has one of our guides, George, of course, we call him George of the Jungle, that is so skilled at bird calls, and he does the bird calls on one of our videos. So if you're a birder out there, please check that out. Mm-hmm. Check out George's video on the Aqua Expeditions YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's great.
And then, of course, whenever possible, you know, we want to get boots on the ground. We'll do jungle walks. Again, something we can definitely do in low water season, mm-hmm. not always necessarily in high water season. So another benefit to low water season, kind of getting off the river, going in to see some of those, you know, hundreds and hundreds of year old trees and some of the wildlife that you don't find right there on or in the river.
Right. Incredible.
And then, of course, cultural experiences. And, mm-hmm. and we do have bikes. Again, this is another differentiator between the Aquanera and the Aria Amazon. Okay. We only have bikes on the Aquanera.
Okay.
So we have 10 bikes that we have with us. And we'll offer typically one or two different biking excursions, activities. This one is in the town of Nauta. We also mm-hmm. do one that's a path that's sort of built kind of into the rainforest. So so on the Aquanera, if you're a biker, it's not hardcore biking, it's pretty easy pace, but if you like to experience a destination by bike, then you'd be drawn to the Aquanera, where we have a biking excursion available.
Nice. Wow.
So we'll just wrap up with a couple other highlights here on the destination. Yeah. Of course, now I'm getting, it's almost my lunchtime, so I'm getting hungry here, but the gourmet experience, the food is incredible. Not only does our menu feature Peruvian cuisine, but a strong emphasis on Amazonian cuisine and technique, as you can see here, cooking the fish in the banana leaves, really using all of what nature provides and bringing that to life through the menu. And of course, none of that would be possible without our consulting chef, Pedro Miguel Schiaffino, who's a well-known chef in Lima. Mm-hmm. And his restaurants have been ranked among some of the best in Lima. But most importantly, what he's done for us is really opened doors for us to have relationships with those local farmers and fishermen and really provide that Amazonian menu mm-hmm. that you find on board.
Right.
We'll always include a cooking class on board. Here's all those great ingredients for that Peruvian ceviche. You see those giant kernels of corn, thinly sliced red onions, and sweet potato is part of Peruvian ceviche. So really delicious. So you'll learn how to make that. And we'll even do mixology classes. We recognize sometimes if you've been traveling throughout Peru, by the time you get to the Amazon with us, maybe you're done with pisco sours. We step it up. We introduce other ways to enjoy pisco and martinis. Mm-hmm. And for those that like a little sweeter taste, or maybe aren't interested, you know, in the pisco and alcohol, that's okay too. We've got Peruvian chocolate and coffee tasting. So again, just really highlighting the flavors of the destination.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. I like that. Something for everyone, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when it comes to culture, there's a nice cultural element where we do market visits, craft shopping. We'll visit villages. You can see two pictures on the left where we're visiting a local school. Mm-hmm. So our guests have the opportunity. You can see our guide is there as a translator. He's very animated. Everybody usually will sing songs. You know, the kids will sing a song to us. We'll sing a song to them. And everybody just has a great time, even without sharing the same language. So it's a really beautiful opportunity every time we get to visit the villages. And when we do that, we also try to give back. So we encourage all of our guests, you know, to bring things like school supplies, and things that we can take to the villages. As you can see, their schools are very simple without modern technology. So, you know, notebooks, colored pencils, things like that
that's
are always
great.
Appreciated. Yeah.
I really like that. I think that would be a big highlight, especially for myself to, you know, to go and to give that to the school children and just know that, you know, they're going to be, their education is going to prosper because you are there.
Definitely. It's really special, part of the experience for sure. And I'll just end with, you know, highlighting some of those other sustainable practices. Of course, responsible travel is woven into the DNA of Aqua and part of all of our destinations, but because this is where our company started. We are kind of deeply invested into some of the initiatives here. One, of course, is, you know, supporting the protection of that national reserve to make sure that we continue to have a protected rainforest and a healthy population of wildlife to showcase to our guests for years to come. Wildlife conservation, we participate in supporting the Terracaya turtle. So actually at our port in Nauta, we have a beach there where they come and they nest each year. And guests can actually participate in the release of the hatched turtles once a year, typically September, October, November, participate in that release of the turtles into the river. And then, of course, we support the Paiche fish population. There's so many more details I can go into on this, but always happy to provide more information for anyone interested in knowing more about our wildlife conservation, protection of the region and our community outreach programs.
That's great.
But that's us in a nutshell in the Amazon. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share this special destination with you.
Well, thank you for putting all that together. I know it's a lot of work to do that and to sit here and present, but that was just phenomenal. I really love how you impact the areas that you're visiting positively. I think that's you know, near and dear to my heart, and I love that. That's such an important part. So thank you for sharing all that.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
I hope to see
you in the Amazon soon.
Oh, I hope so. We should get a group together and head on that. That would be phenomenal. So make sure you guys reach out to me, info@plentyofsunshinetravel.com. But thank you so much for putting that together, and I will see everybody next week. Goodbye, everybody. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this week's cruise chat. It was really neat to see some of those itineraries, some of those places that they visit in the Peruvian Amazon. But you guys can let me know what stuck out to you. But what really stuck out to me in this week's episode is how Aqua Expeditions is impacting positively the areas they visit by bringing the school supplies, by bringing in you know, the medical care and the physicians and all of that, and just, you know, sustainability. And the ships are built from recycled products, and the rugs are from recycled fishing nets. And it's just phenomenal how they truly care about the areas they're visiting. To me, that jumped out, but I'd love to hear what jumped out to you. That would just be awesome to hear that in the comments. Make sure you do that. Next week, I'm going to be meeting with Guillaume from Oceania, and I am really looking forward to that because I'm going on Oceania in just a few months. In July, I'm headed to Norway, and I would love it if you guys could join in along. That would be phenomenal. And, you know, Guillaume and I really just chat about different trends, what he's seeing with Oceania in terms of, you know, what you guys really, really love and what you're booking. So it's always fun to sit and chat with him. So I hope you enjoyed this week's cruise chat. And if you're listening to this on the Cruising the Waves podcast, thank you so much for joining in. If you want to see the images, head on over to our YouTube channel, Plenty of Sunshine Travel. And the other way, if you're watching this on Plenty of Sunshine Travel on YouTube and you want to listen to this on the go and you want to see all of our other 146 or 7 other episodes, head on over to Cruising the Waves podcast because it's all there for you. Thank you guys so much for watching. I will see you next week or on board. Bye for now.